The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Like, Jen, would you do the haggling?
No, I'd get rid of it. Take 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 it.
Yes.
You know, everything must go. That's the sign I put.
Why is this $1.89? Why is there no haggling in this country?
I guess we'd like to think we've progressed beyond a knife fight for a citrus drink.
Not me.
Hey, you got a Victrola there from the 1920s. Cool. You want it for $10? Take it.
Everything should be negotiable.
Restaurants, too?
Absolutely. You telling me there's no room to move on pasta?
You know, I don't even know if that's a good deal. I don't even know if that's what Victrola is.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
How much is this?
$1.19.
I'll give you a quarter. Get the hell out of here.
Tell him 40 and no fork.
Chewie's like, in fact, you want to load it up into the house that I'm
in. Is that what you're doing in your spare time? Now you know, like, how much all this worthless crap is actually worth?
30.
That's it. You leave and never come back.
How about we leave and come back in a week?
Deal.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
I don't think I realize what a hoop head Chewy is.
He should send you the videos he has. I don't know how he got them. I don't know who digitized them for him. But he's got a couple of highlights of him hooping in high school. And I'll tell you what. Our dude, he's got some ups.
That's some sick ups.
Can we up your volume for a second? I barely heard you there.
How do I do that?
You don't.
You don't. Just yeah.
Leave that to me.
Hey, just keep looking pretty over there.
No, right? I would put tournament, obviously Masters, Gabe, number one.
Attaboy.
Number one.
You, me,
not
and
Shefty. Not bother me for 4 days.
Hey, don't leave me out.
And Joshy.
You can leave me out.
fine with that. You're good.
You know what? And because it's changed throughout the years. Now I would say it's Women's World Cup, number two.
Really?
And then I would probably go tournament.
Is that just because Team USA is actually good on the women's side, so you enjoy watching them win?
Having a daughter that played pretty high up, the women have less flopping.
That's true.
I just enjoy women's soccer more than I like men's. And then I would put tournament. I love the tournament. Love it.
You were telling us this morning that you are likely going to go to a sports bar tomorrow and just camp out for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, that's up in the air now.
What? Why?
Wait, how did that change in 10 minutes?
Yeah,
it wasn't up in the air.
We just had that conversation.
You just said, I got to find a spot, but I'm really looking forward to it.
I have a name for my wife when she's not around. And she kind of annoys me.
Feels dangerous.
I want to know if you guys
feel like an abort mission is warranted here.
Grind. I just call her a grind. So from 10 minutes ago when I was talking to you outside to my desk, she came in. She's a grind, a complete grind. And all I asked was to help me take the pool cover off because the guy's coming to clean the pool today. Now, if she asked me to do that, I drop everything. Everything gets dropped. Do it. Her, it's like, I'm in my pajamas. I haven't finished my coffee. So I did it myself. To wit, she came in and called me brain injury. And she left. And I will call her a grind for the rest of the day because that's what she is.
Whoa,
she's
whoa,
a complete
whoa.
Grind.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Your wife calls you brain injury?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that really shocking, though? What you know about them and their relationship.
Gabe, what is the thing that makes you the most uncomfortable on this show?
Well, Chewy brought it up yesterday. That's what makes me the most uncomfortable.
Crap, now I have to think about yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
It was a certain item I sold when I first bought my house. That always makes me uncomfortable. Every time that comes up, that makes me a little
uncomfortable. Well, besides that, what makes you most uncomfortable?
Well, but he jokes about it all the time.
Will you just answer the question?
It's Chewie's brain injury.
Yes. Okay.
But what do you guys call your spouses when they do something like that to you? PIA?
This is a public forum, I choose not to answer.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that to myself.
I choose not to run.
Look at the restraint that Gabe is showing right now.
I'll say it.
Chewie, I could use a little.
I call my girlfriend Mussolini when she starts dictating.
I like that. Yeah.
I like it because it's got the historical reference as well, right?
When she turns into the dictator and starts telling me what to do.
Josh is so highbrow that he's got to go back to our world history books. He can't just call you a... an a-hole or anything like that. It's it cuts a little deeper.
Yeah, I was about to say, the Mussolini, at first it doesn't hit, but then it just kind of lingers there, right? It just kind of,
It probably is the one name from history in that vein that you still can use, by the way.
Right? Yes.
I mean, if we're being honest.
If we're talking
that's
about world,
as far as you're going
to
go.
Yeah. If we're talking about World War II, you go to the next one.
Yeah, and dictators, you stay right there, right?
We have Stalin would work, wouldn't it?
You could probably go Stalin.
It doesn't have the same punch.
Yeah. No, the Mussolini. Like, there's just something about the way you can say it.
So here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, we also have a bracket that we are debuting today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday if you were listening. And it is the Everyday Grievances bracket. Look, we talk about grievances a lot on this show. We have a lot of similarities to Seinfeld. Seinfeld, of course, had the airing of grievances when they had their Festivus episode. So we started to put together a list a few weeks ago of the grievances that we experience just in everyday life. So we will be debuting the four regions today. Gabe, what are the four regions? We don't want to debut all of the teams, if you will, but what are the four regions on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewie everyday grievances bracket?
We have the bathroom region. We have the public region. We have the dining region. And we have the road region.
Who did this? Because they did a really good job.
we did.
Oh, okay.
The Jen, Gabe, and Chewie brain trust.
Are you talking about the actual graphic creation?
Well, that, but the list of contestants or whatever you want.
Teams, yeah, they're teams.
They are really good. There's a few you left out, but they are very good.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, so one of the things we left out was you.
Chewie was not on the selection committee.
Correct. We had some meetings. We had some conversations. We didn't feel like bothering you with them. So I appreciate your endorsement of the things that we put together. So today here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, we are also encouraging our loyal listeners to participate in this. How can you do that? If you text JGC, which stands for Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, to 800-990-3776, you will be entered into, we will assign you randomly one of the teams on our everyday grievances bracket. And then we are going to have people vote on social media for the matchups. Of course, you got a 1 and an 8 and a 1 and an 8 in all of the brackets, in all of the regions. And then whoever ends up being the winner will receive a prize pack here from Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. So I'm going to put my first call out right now. 800-990-3776. Go ahead and text in JGC to our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We will randomly assign you. We have your phone number. We have your name. All that information is in the system. We will randomly assign you one of the teams on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewie bracket. And then, we'll all play along together. I'm excited about this. We will continue talking about that as the show goes on. Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, the JGC to 800-990-3776. Big story.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was just about to say, just to kind of put the bow on that, of course, you got to be the first 32 people to do this. We only have 32. We've got eight teams in each bracket, so we only have 32 spots, so one of the first 32. And the winner, if you get assigned the team that goes all the way, you get a Jen, Gabe, and Chewie sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, those are very exclusive. We only have like 5 of them. So
I don't have one.
That's how exclusive they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like Chewie in the meetings.
Except I don't think Chewie wants the meetings. No. I think Josh would want the sweatshirt.
I would mind a goofy meeting like this. This is pretty good. Because the road region, the one I would have put in, and it applies down here, learn how to frickin' drive around a roundabout.
Ooh.
Oh, we did forget about roundabouts.
I will say this, here in Wisconsin, though, I feel like people have nailed the roundabouts.
Yeah, they're about,
I feel like people have figured them out. They feel like they're everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you used to see a four-way stop, now is a roundabout. So I feel like maybe people have started to you know, become experts in that space. Well, Chu, that's a really good suggestion as well. Is there one on the road region that you like in particular? Well, again, we're going to go through this as the show goes on.
I love slow driver left lane.
Oh, thank God. Number one.
And you know what, Jen, it kind of applies to you. Giant vehicle arrogance.
I don't have arrogance.
Says the person who takes up six parking spots.
One and a half. It would be physically impossible to take up six parking spots.
I don't know. If you had six in a row and you just, you know, like pulled up and
lined them up.
Yeah, I think
Chewy,
you could.
You've got big vehicle arrogance too. I've seen you drive that truck around.
I've got no turn signal arrogance.
You never use your turn signal?
Well, they apply when you need them.
That's right. Not how that works.
Good grief. My husband is an anti-turn signal guy, too. Drives me bananas.
What do you mean?
He just doesn't use his turn signal. He just expects everybody to know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
It might be an East Coast thing, Jen, because your husband's from Connecticut, right?
Florida. He's from Florida.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's...
Does he know how to drive around a roundabout?
I'll have to ask him. That I'm not sure of. We got a lot of people already putting the JGC in the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning, so we'll go ahead and get that sorted out. Big story yesterday, though, guys, that we do want to touch on was this Shohei Ohtani gambling thing. Now, I'm going to be real honest. I read the article last night before I went to bed. I reread the article this morning. There's still a lot of stuff that I am super confused on. So let me just give you the Cliff's Notes version of what went down with Shohei Ohtani, okay? Apparently, there was a $4.5 million gambling debt that was allegedly incurred by his interpreter, right? They've been pals. They've been buddies for a long time, ever since Shohei has been in the league. I think I saw 2019, perhaps, they have been partners in this endeavor. And apparently it was the interpreter who incurred these gambling costs. They just kind of kept stacking and stacking and multiplying and growing like a snowball rolling down a mountain. And so now, Gabe, help me understand, is Shohei in trouble? Is his interpreter in trouble? His interpreter's been fired.
So his interpreter's definitely in trouble. Shohei might be in trouble. So his interpreter racked up the... And the only reason people found out about this is because he made these bets not legally. He made them illegally with a bookie who is now under federal investigation.
Is that because gambling is illegal in California?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the extent of it.
Wow,
just went into Wisconsin.
Oh, Bobby's World.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you know, honey? So that's why it was considered illegal.
Yes. Well, and it's a bookie. It's not like a
one other question.
Recognized thing. Yes.
Is he an employee of the Dodgers?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, now he's in trouble.
Yes, so he's an employee of the Dodgers, which, by the way, made between $300,000 and $500,000 every year throughout the course of his career, starting with the Angels and then this year. I don't know what his salary was this year. But he racked up these debts, and his initial story was, oh, Shohei is going to pay this off for me as a favor. I am going to repay him, but he is going to even up. So Shohei, or an account from Shohei Ohtani, wired money to this guy running this illegal sports book in California who's now under federal investigation. And because the investigation saw an account from Ohtani, that triggered a lot of different things, triggered some questions. ESPN ended up interviewing the interpreter on Tuesday. He gave his side of the story. When ESPN was ready to print the story yesterday, the Dodgers called and said, no, we disavow the story. And Shohei's attorney is going to be making a statement. They have since then fired the interpreter, and now their official story is that the interpreter stole the money in order to pay the gambling debt. Very complicated here, because if Shohei paid the bookie, like, that's in direct conflict, I believe, with the CBA. Shohei could be suspended for that. So there's a lot of theories out there of... Okay, this guy's going to be the fall guy, but now by blaming him and saying that the money was stolen, it was massive theft, now this guy's looking at federal jail time. So there's a difference between being the fall guy and losing your job and being the fall guy and serving prison
now
time.
People do recover from gambling, you know, controversies, if you will. There was very famously the broadcaster. Is it Craig Carton? Was that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Who had amassed a ton of gambling debt, and I believe he also went to jail at one point.
Oh, he did. He absolutely did.
Now he's back on the air. I see him on Fox.
He's on FS1.
He's got a show. Would this be the most precipitous fall from grace? I mean, considering where Shohei Ohtani is in the landscape of sports, in the landscape of baseball, and what could ultimately, possibly, be an outcome of this situation, this feels very steep.
His contract could eventually be voided.
Yeah, but if he's just wiping his interpreter's debt clean, that's not egregious, is it?
Do you think that's what he's doing, bud?
Or...
Maybe the gambling debt's not... to the fact that he was gambling.
Again, this story's changed so much, too. Like, I don't know for sure what 100% is going on. But his contract being voided is on the table.
When I read the story, I had one takeaway, and it felt like I had no other way but to look at this as some sort of some level of cover-up happening on Ohtani's part. I don't know directly what is being covered up. It could simply be Shohei made payments for his buddy, and then they realized after that it was an issue. I don't know, but it makes people and myself speculate, could there be more to this than just simply as we know it right now? Because it seems odd the way the timeline, given in the ESPN story as it's written, it seems odd the way the things have occurred to this point.
Well, and they were seen yesterday after the game.
Buddies.
Like, they were just tight. Like, nothing was going on.
Yeah,
like,
if somebody stole $4.5 million from you. Now, again, take away the numbers because we obviously know that Shohei Ohtani is incredibly wealthy given the baseball contract that he has signed. But does it really matter how much a person steals from you? If that's the story that we are supposed to believe, that his interpreter stole nearly $5 million from him, would you be chumming it up? Would you be hanging? Would you be like rubbing elbows and cracking jokes? Or would this person be persona non grata and don't even come near me?
Yeah, because also, how are you wiring that kind of money from your bank account? Like, as tight as these guys are, am I supposed to believe the interpreter has the routing number and the bank account number and all the things you need to complete a wire of this, plus a wire of that amount? Like, I got to imagine there's more verification needed than just a few numbers.
What does your gut tell you, Gabe?
My gut tells me that I think he's covering, and now they're... Because, again, like, if it was Shohei's and the guy was like, oh, I'll take the fall for this, okay, you lose your job of $300,000 to $500,000, and Shohei's going to take care of you the rest of your life still. But then when we start talking about federal prison time, like, that's taking it up another level. So I think that they just panicked, realized that Shohei probably violated the CBA, and this is what they concocted. My guess is that this guy racked up the gambling debts. Shohei wanted to pay it off as a favor, and they did it the wrong way, and now he could potentially be in trouble.
I still think if this thing goes the way that it seems like it's going to go, in that Shohei Ohtani is complicit in the gambling, that he was either making the bets and got out over his skis or was aware that his interpreter was making the bets for him, right? Because it's not like that guy has that money. He doesn't have that liquid, right? Mm-hmm. If any of those things are happening, I think this is the steepest fall from grace that we will see in Major League Baseball.
Because the contract would get voided.
Pete Rose is the name, right? Pete Rose is the thing that everybody thinks of when they think of, like, the scorn, the person that you don't want, you know, to be associated with in baseball.
Let me ask you this. What would be worse, being banned from baseball and not being allowed in the Hall of Fame, or losing a $700 million contract?
What do you always say?
I want to be a legend in one place, Chew.
and you'd lose that.
Yeah, I mean, if the contract gets voided, yes.
We got to take a break.
Real quick, I just think the interpreter got way out in front of his skis. He said, hey, Ohtani's my buddy. He'll bail me out. The bookie kept compounding, where it got too much, and it said, help. I think he's an innocent in all this. I know it's against the CBA if he did wire the money, but I think it's a big nothing burger.
Yeah, but now it's turned into something bigger because you've accused him of theft and wire fraud, and this is, I mean, that spirals out of control quickly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the best case scenario here for Shohei and his interpreter is Shohei admits to taking part in far as helping his buddy out.
Hold on. He has an interpreter because he can't speak English, so he can always go, habla no inglés.
Well, I mean, he's Japanese.
Not Spanish.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though.
I got it.
Wow.
That's his defense.
I mean, if he says it in Spanish, I think it kind of takes away, like... Okay, maybe he's fluent in multiple
languages. What, though? This tracks, because the other day when we had the whole thing where we were asking how you would handle a situation where the guy said that his team was going to be in Brazil, and we were saying, how would you handle it? And I said, you just fess up to your mistake, and you said it wasn't me, the Shaggy defense. What was Chewy's? Confusion. Absolutely tracks. He's going to go to the confusion well every single
time. Confusion didn't help Sammy Sosa. Even though he wasn't really prosecuted for anything, he's still dealing with his sins.
Sammy Sosa the other day, who was asked again about the old stuff, and he said,
I didn't expect you
to ask me that. What? Sammy? Every time you step in front of a microphone, someone's going to ask you that. What are we doing here? At Great Midwest Bank, the local loan officers are more than just bankers. They are your neighbors as well. Let the loan officers be your guide to getting into a new dream home. Whether it's a simple question or starting a new application with your friends at Great Midwest Bank, they are here to help. They know the difference between a squeaky cheese curd and a crispy one. Why? Because they are your neighbors and they are from Wisconsin. Discover the Simply Local Difference at Great Midwest Bank today. GreatMidwestBank.com is where you can find all the information you need. It is your and my Simply Local Equal Housing Lender. Jason Wilde coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
We have come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
We appreciate Jason Wilde joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Happy March Madness, Jason.
Let me help you guys get back on the clock. Stopped at a stoplight, and then you turn on your left turn signal after the light turns green, and I'm stuck behind you. I hope that made
that's
feel.
Painful.
That is a good one.
I feel you. I feel you, Jason. That's tough.
The other thing that has come up recently with me, Jason, and it's at one of these four-way stops, but where there's two lanes in each of the roads. And people will pull up from behind me to next to me, and then they will go in front of me at the four-way stop. Does that make sense? They were behind me at the intersection, but since there's two lanes, they'll pull up next to me, and then they will continue through the intersection. And I'll be like, that's not how this works.
You're getting beat off the line with your reputation?
I know. And again, new year, new me.
Big vehicle arrogance.
Yes, exactly. So, Jason, let's begin there. We're going to give you your choice of our regions. We have the dining region, the public region, the road region, and the bathroom region. Which one would you be interested in exploring with us this morning?
Well, I texted in JGC. Who did I get?
That's to be determined yet, pal.
Yeah, I think the system is working through it.
I'm not eligible. I don't think so. Although I would love to win the sweatshirt. Because I would probably wear that.
Oh, well, maybe we can wrangle another one.
I would. I hear they're very exclusive. I would like to be in the dining region. Do you want to reveal a dining region one?
Let's do it. All right. The number one seed in the dining region in terms of everyday grievances in the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy brackets. The number one seed waiting for a seat when there are empty tables.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And it is
Cartwright!
Seinfeld 4!
And it is taking on the number 8 seed, which is a little specific, but when the Crab Benedict is $65.
It's good.
Jason, are you familiar with that story when Chewy was in Vegas and his Crab Benedict bill was $65 and it was only half a penny?
Yeah, only one slice of the English muffin.
I did not know that story. As a frequent but not constant listener, I must have missed that one.
All right, continue, Gabe.
The number 3 seed in the region, waiting on the waiter. So you sit down, and the waiter just takes so long to get over there. And it is taking on the 6 seed of the tip is included, but not mentioned to you by your waiters.
That is a grind.
Underseeded.
Yes.
Yep. This is because this is a tough bracket. This is a tough region.
The number 2 seed in the dining region, Jason, the waiter doesn't write down your order. waiter not writing down your order, and it is taking on the 7 seed. One person waiting for food while everybody else has theirs.
You know, because that's that awkward situation where you're like,
go ahead and eat.
I don't want it to get cold. And then you're like, I feel awkward now. I'm eating and you're just staring at me while I'm eating.
Yeah, I'm not eating until everybody has their food. I wasn't raised by wolves. Keith raised me better than that, Jason.
If you make people wait, I don't want to be around you. Suck it up.
What are you going to do? Take your plate to another table?
Move over there. Get away from me.
I'm not going to make you wait, but I will wait
for
you.
Yes, I agree with you there. But the people who expect others to wait, jerks.
And then we have two more.
I like that one as an upset, by the way, because the not writing down the order doesn't bother me until the order comes back incorrect.
Such a gamble, though.
If you can pull it off, I'm impressed, and I will allow that to be reflected in my tip.
The final matchup in the dining region in the opening round, the 4 seed, loud talking at a nearby table. People just not understanding that they are way too loud for a small, especially if you're in like one of those smaller restaurants and everybody can hear your conversation. Taking on the number 5 seed of the order needs to be sent back.
Surprised that's not a 1 seed.
Yeah.
Well, if they'd write it down, it wouldn't have to be sent back, probably.
Jason, are you somebody that will send back your food, or you just suck it up and eat whatever they bring you?
That is a very sticky wicket, because then I'm also a little bit apprehensive about how that will be received upon its arrival back in the kitchen. But if it has, like, items on it that I specifically, and I am a high-maintenance orderer, so I know this is dangerous. But if it has things that ruin the item for me, like if you put onions on top of something and then you pull the trick of just taking the onions off instead of remaking it,
it's
and
too
the
late.
Onion flavor remains, then we're going to have issues. Then I'm more likely to say, you know what, just forget about it. Just take it off our bill. I'm not going to eat it. Then create even a further stir. And then I'll just, load up on Cheddar Bay biscuits or something.
Jason?
Chewy?
I don't know.
By the way, I just want to say this because I know you guys want to get back to the Ohtani story. I'm in a difficult spot, and Josh sent me this story. I thought the reporting was fine, by the way. Like, I think when an interview or a narrative that has been presented by one of the sources is then at the 11th hour changed, that should get everyone's antenna up as reporters. That my struggle is I like to believe the best in people, and yet I'm also a journalist, so I have to be skeptical of people. So as of now, I am on your team that they realized that Ohtani paying this off for his longtime friend and interpreter, they didn't realize the ramifications of that and what he might be in trouble with in terms of the CBA. And so then they changed the narrative. Because I'll say this, I think Chewy and I don't see myself incurring gambling debt. But let's say Chewy played in today's NFL where he would have made a hell of a lot more money than he did in the 90s. And I needed him to pay off my gambling debt, not $4.5 million. I think Chewy would do it for me because he's got a lot more money than me. And so I could totally see a friend doing that for his friend and then being like, oh, crap, I'm going to get suspended. And then this seems like a ham-handed attempt at a cover-up to keep him from getting in trouble with Major League Baseball. And to Jen's point, I don't love the fact that now it implicates the guy in going to federal prison. So maybe they didn't think over their cover-up very well. That's what I want to believe. But to Jen's point, if it is Ohtani's betting to begin with, then that's a whole other thing, and that's a really big problem.
Jason, the problem isn't getting Chewy to agree to that. It's getting Chewy's wife to agree to pay off
the
gambling debt. Yeah, because, yeah. I don't know what would happen to Chewy if he paid off your gambling debt. This is a guy who loses his Amazon privileges on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, you guys packed a lot into that first segment. I would like to state for the record that I do not have a behind-her-back name for Paula. Because she would kick my ass if she ever found out. So Mussolini would not work for me. In fact, I am so weird about this that I don't refer to her as my wife without her name. I actually generally go Paula, and then if it's someone who doesn't know her, my wife. So Paula, comma, my wife. I don't like the possessive term. Like, I also don't say my kids or my girls. It's our girls, but it's always Maddie and Sid, our girls, and then I continue the sentence. I'm just really weird. Then.
Oh, yeah. The only time I change is if the kids are misbehaving, and then they're your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've gotten my that. Kids. That I've gotten. Your child, the one who's exactly like me. Whenever Sydney does something wrong, she is always your daughter. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Jason, I don't. It's a very sad day, number one, for me. I don't know if you saw this story, but the soap company finally decided to sell. Did you see that story?
No, I did not. The one that takes up that section of the Don Hudson Center player parking area and everything?
Just that little sliver they sold. I can't believe it. I'm so sad. But do you have any ideas what they plan to do with that? Or just...
I don't. I'm sorry that I didn't come prepared on that. I thought I really came prepared for this segment for listening to the program, but apparently I have still let you down. I hope they got like $1 billion.
Yeah, I know.
Packers,
so do
by
I.
By the way, right?
I mean, they held out for so
they
long.
Probably did. Right. Right. I don't know what they plan to do with that. I know that there has been some discussion about at some point replacing the Hudson Center and making it a more up-to-date facility. I think you were on the team when they were building it, and you guys went to, like, Arizona for a mini-camp.
Yeah, correct.
There, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
That was before I started covering the team.
Oh, it was? Because the old barn was absolutely just disgusting. Yeah, so we are happy to have that. I can't believe they're already tearing it down. But the soap building, we used to love that place. Nicest people in the world they let Brett park over there. They wouldn't let anyone else.
Maybe if you want an MVP or two, Chew, they'd let you park over there, too.
Good point. Good point.
Well, now they can pay off their gambling debts. I don't know that they gamble at the soap company. Let me be very clear.
Leave those people alone.
That's not an allegation.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for helping us unveil another region of our grievances bracket here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday here on ESPN Milwaukee.
Attention all golfers in the greater Milwaukee area. We've got an exciting opportunity you don't want to miss out on because the Milwaukee Golf Tour is here. It's a premier season-long competitive golf experience and the MGT, Milwaukee Golf Tour, not just another golf league. It's a game changer that offers unparalleled flexibility and excitement for golfers at all skill levels. With a two-week window to complete each event, you can play on your time. Plus, the tour schedule follows in the footsteps of the PGA Tour, including a thrilling FedEx Cup-style point system for majors and an epic tour championship. They level the playing field with Milwaukee Golf Tour as well. They'll have handicap flights, event payouts for both low gross and net performances, features the top golf courses within an hour of downtown Milwaukee. So if you're ready to elevate your golfing experience, sign up now. MKEGolfTour.com. MKEGolfTour.com. Use the code ESPN to save $50 on your 2024 membership. Registration ends April 8th, so don't miss your chance to be a part of the fastest growing golf tour in Milwaukee. MKEGolfTour.com. Code ESPN to save $50 on your 2024 membership.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things because it exceeds. It's like. I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my apple.
All
right, can we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's on sale right now to see Giannis join his brother Thanasis on stage for Thanalysis Live presented by Carbliss. this Friday night in Milwaukee. Go to taliveshow.com to get tickets before they sell out. Get ready to experience the Adetokunbo brothers like never before and spend an intimate night with Giannis and Thanasis on Friday night at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Event Center. All ages are welcome. Families are encouraged. TALiveShow.com to access the limited tickets or just text live to the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. That's TALiveShow.com to see Giannis and special guests for Thanalysis Live presented by Carbless.
The dining region has been revealed on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. You can go ahead and check that out. We will be all next week starting to go through the brackets. We'll post polls on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy accounts as well as our personal Twitter accounts and let you guys vote on who should win each matchup. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, we now have all these people assigned to all of these teams. And there will ultimately be a winner of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievances bracket. We will continue revealing the rest of the regions as the show goes on. But since we're talking about dining, let's take a moment out of respect and reverence for what the Marlins are trying to do. It's an all-you-can-eat ticket for the baseball game, guys. For $52, it is an all-you-can-eat and drink option at Lone Depot Park. Just so you know, you could have given me $1 million. I wouldn't have been able to tell you what the ballpark that the Marlins play at is.
I thought it was just
now.
Still Marlins
That's
Park.
To say, I'm proud of them for getting a sponsor.
Yeah, good for them. Starting to become a real team down there.
So it is a baseball bundle, and it's for $52. It's an all-you-can-eat ticket. It includes premium seating on the Legends level. Now, that's section 201 to 204. I'm guessing that's like the Loge level at AmFam. Plus unlimited access to fire eats and non-alcoholic drinks. So what are some of the things that are included here, Gabe? I'm seeing burgers
and you're limited to only four items per trip. So it's not like you can go up there and just order a bunch of different things. You can get up to four items per trip, but you can go up as many times as you'd like through the seventh inning. So you have water, cookies, peanuts, popcorn, hot dogs, chili nachos, cheeseburgers, nachos with cheese, and then non-alcoholic beverages. So you can't be loading up with beer, understandably so. But still, that seems like a pretty good deal.
Wait, did you say burgers somewhere?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cheeseburgers. Yeah. Okay, cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. $52 too.
And the tickets included?
Yeah.
So you figure the ticket's, what, $20?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for a Loge level seat?
Less than that or more than that?
Well, it's Marlins, so
it
I
is the Marlins.
I don't know what 200 means there.
Yeah, I don't know what the 200 section means there. It could be upper deck.
Bucks,
it could be who knows.
$30 all you can eat? That's a hell of a deal. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Are they going to lose money on this? Or?
I mean, I've spent $52 just going to get me and the person I'm with a drink and something to eat. Like, it's a screaming hot deal.
There is one wrinkle here, and Gabe has addressed this last year when they changed the rules of baseball. They put in the pitch clock. The games move so quick now. You were talking about how you had to make like strategic decisions when you were going to the concession stand so that you wouldn't miss crucial at-bats or certain matchups.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like somebody has to be the designated food getter.
Oh, you take trips. You got to rotate. If you're there with a group of four pals,
you go, then I go, then they go, then they go.
Yeah,
you basically need someone up there every inning. Just keep motoring through.
Come back because you can only get four things at once.
You think they slow play it kind of like I do with our power rankings?
Oh, so you admit to slow playing.
This isn't a hypothetical, huh? You're
supposed to take the page out of Jen's book and deny when you have those accusations of cheating.
Or confusion, as we addressed earlier.
We're all about honesty on this show.
You don't just come right out and say it. Yes, I think they could slow play. I think that the concession people could.
Typically, concession workers don't really care about
the bottom line.
Right. They're there. They want to get people through. They want to make their life easier.
I mean, what's a burger cost at AmFam? $5?
No, it's like $8 or $9.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a screaming deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Wow, let's go to Miami.
You ever been to the ballpark down there? I've been to several games. When they say plenty of good seats available, they mean it's not even good seats. It's sections. Is that the line that Uke gives on Major League? Plenty of sections. Plenty of good sections still available. Absolutely applies to the Marlins. I like this. We always talk about how baseball games have become increasingly less family friendly, right? And you have to really like nail those deals where it's like a hot dog and a beverage and they're a dollar and all that in order to make it like somewhat affordable to be able to enjoy a ball game. This feels that way. It's still $52 per person, right? But it's the ticket and the food. I think any other day you're spending $50 per person for food and a ticket. And this feels like a good spot. It's a good seat.
So are they banking on the people are going to bring kids and the kids are not going to eat anywhere close to the $52? Because
probably.
The numbers had to work for them.
All right, I got not... one more for you, Chew. Are you allowed a doggy bag? If I have a backpack,
yeah.
Can I throw an extra
burger or
two? Well,
first of all, the backpack's not allowed in the stadium.
A clear bag.
If I have a purse.
I mean, they've limited the sizes of those.
What about a sweatshirt with a giant hoodie pocket?
Yeah, like, if you're shoving burgers in there, sure.
Who's going to stop me? It's all you can eat. I get four per trip.
You can only get four things per trip, so that limits you. But if you're going to squirrel things, you know, away in your little, you know, pockets everywhere, then yeah.
Say you take four, it's you and three other friends. You're constantly going up there. You basically got someone every half inning going up to get something. You can walk away with her for meals for the next 2 days.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you figure out a way to provide meals for you and your buddies for the next 3 days just from going to one ball game.
Well, but some of these things don't travel. Like the chili dog, the chili nachos, the nachos.
Yeah, so you
don't
just skip chili. Yeah, skip on the chili. But you get a hot dog? You get a burger?
That's lack of desire on Gabe's part.
He's just not trying hard enough.
You want to be eating that cheese 2 days later?
I can smuggle that chili dog out, no problem.
Yeah, you don't
I'm
really
not
want.
I'm putting a chili dog in my pocket. I'll tell
no.
you right now.
Someone spilled.
How quickly do we see a challenge at Marlins Park? It's going to be a social video of somebody eating one of every item in the allotment because it only goes till the 7th.
Opening day?
Yeah, I think first day.
Yeah, first day somebody's doing it.
So eating one of everything would be. One hot dog, one chili dog, nachos, chili nachos,
yep.
cheeseburger,
yep.
popcorn, mm-hmm. peanuts, mm-hmm. cookies, soda, yeah. and water. Oh, I just got this tummy ache.
Yeah, someone's
going
to try to
that.
Do it. Mm-hmm. One of everything.
You also need a high, you probably need a lot of runs. Baseball's a fast moving game now. You're going to need some help, I think, because that's quick moving.
I don't know who the Marlins home opener is, but if it's against the Dodgers, you got a good shot.
But how many burgers could you eat? Four? Five?
Am I just doing burgers?
Just burgers. Burgers and soda.
I think I got three.
Like, I'm not trying to gorge myself, man. Like,
well, you are. You are trying to gorge yourself. That's the value.
I mean, dollar dog nights when I would go with my friends, it was a challenge to see who could eat the most dogs.
Well, yeah, but dogs are something. I mean, especially those dogs. Whenever they do dollar dog night, the dogs somehow become a little bit smaller.
They're like the size of this pen. Yeah. Look at this hot dog.
Are you claiming that they call in the closer dog for
yeah.
dollar dog night?
100%. They're taking the worst of the worst of the dogs.
The runts of the litter. Wait a minute. Chewy, does that extend to an all-you-can-eat buffet as well? If you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, are you telling me you're gorging yourself to the point of being uncomfortable?
Course.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I told you guys how we shut down Ground Round from all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday. We took all the linemen there.
You haven't heard this story?
The guy,
is such a name. This is fantastic.
The guy who ate the most wings didn't have to... pay for his meal. That was the bet between all of us. And the guy wound up eating 143 wings.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's an offensive lineman.
So the next week, they shut it down. We literally shut the place down.
143. You don't want to shortchange him those three. I feel those are important.
The name Ground Round brought me back to an era and a time in like Wisconsin history of just the buffets, like the Ponderosas.
Oh, yeah.
I love
me some Ponderosa. The days we got to go to Ponderosa as a kid, let me tell you, Josh,
yes.
That was a big day. That was treat day.
I almost feel like we should power rank those types of restaurants here in Wisconsin between the Ponderosa, the OCB. There was another one that was a steak place.
Sizzler?
That used to, So we can put Sizzler on the list. But what's the steak place, Joshy, that you used to grill your own steak?
Oh, Prime Quarter.
Prime Quarter's gotta be on that list, right?
Teriyaki Filet, been there a bunch.
That's where I took my prom date in Madison. We drove down from Horicon. Yes. I had a Prime Quarter. That was big time. Junior year of high school,
baby. I mean, Ground Round might get the number one overall seed on that list, but Prime Quarter is coming for its title.
I think Ponderosa and Beaver Dam, though, that holds a special place in my heart.
I was going to say Pondo, I think, is the leader in the league.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We still have to reveal the other two brackets on three brackets. Well, the one was revealed on Twitter, but we didn't talk about it yet. So, yes, we have several more to reveal today. Our grievance brackets here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But before we do that, are you guys ready to upgrade your concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Floor Shield from Showtime Floors. It's used by military bases, airports, and businesses, so you know that it's good. And that's why we encourage you to use it at your residential home as well. If you're pulling into your driveway, pulling into your garage, and you're seeing cracks and uneven surfaces, it is time to call Showtime Floors and ask them about Floor Shield. Right now, they are offering same-day installation, a 15-year warranty against wear, and if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, they will give you 10% off. Get more information by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com. That's ShowtimeFloors.com for Floor Shield.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Here, you can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
You are. Look, testosterone can be an issue with any guy. I just saw my friends at Mentality yesterday. They can help you out. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, that could be low testosterone. And that's where Mentality steps in. So yesterday, I just had a checkup appointment, you know, get a blood panel, make sure my testosterone levels are still where they need to be. But if this is your first time going there, you go with them. They explain the process. You talk it through with them. At the end, they take the blood panel. Within a week, your results get back to you. And after that, you can start a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's one of my favorite things about Mentality. It's not one of these places like, oh, okay, here you go, and they just kind of leave you to your own devices. No, they constantly check in with you to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be so you feel great and you feel like you can attack your day the way you were able to just a couple of years ago. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality at LowTUSA.com.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Joshy is working on a poll about the OG Wisconsin chain restaurants. A lot of love in the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line for Prime Quarter, Ground Round. Luke weighing in saying Bonanza was great too. I assume he's not talking about the television show. Although that was a good one, right? Bonanza?
No idea.
You never saw Bonanza?
Never. I mean, I'm familiar that Bonanza was a TV show. I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Let's see. Aaron in Fredonia saying, what about Shakey's Pizza and Buffet?
Shakey's was pizza. Fantastic. And well, because it was, for those who are unfamiliar with Shakey's, it was kind of a knockoff Chuck E. Cheese's. So there was one up in Fond du Lac. We would always do this, like, college for kids program up there, go up, do some classes, whatever. And whenever we finished, we would always go to Shakey's, and then you're just, you know, you're trying to get as many tickets as you can, trying to get all the little trinkets and whatnot that they have in the prize store. That is a fond memory that I have as a kid.
Should Shakey's supplant something that we already have on the list, or
I don't
are
think
we
so.
Good with the four that we
I
have?
I think we're good with the four.
Which were what? Ponderosa, Ground Round,
Prime Quarter, and Old Country Buffet.
Oh, yeah. Old OCB.
Old Country Buffet.
Come on. That's got to be on there. So we're asking you, what is the original? What is the OG of
I just
those,
said the best.
What is the best of those old school?
I mean, I don't
Wisconsin
even know how many of those
eateries.
Exist. I think Ground Round's dead.
How about Prime Quarter? Is there a Prime Quarter anywhere?
It's been a while since I've driven through Madison, but I don't think so.
Green Bay, there was one right on Oneida. And then there was one by the airport, right, in Milwaukee?
There are still a few Prime Quarters out
there.
Okay,
looks like there's one in Janesville.
Uh-huh.
I might have to kick over and try that. I've never been to a Prime Quarter. I had some girlfriends back in the day who swore by their serving experience at Prime Quarter because they'd be like, yeah, You bring them, they do all the work. Can I get you another refill on your soda? Can I get you anything out? Like, they said that it was a very easy and fun job. So maybe I'll have to, in honor of them, get over to a Prime Quarter. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have a lot more to get to this morning. We still have to reveal some other brackets in our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance bracket. And I want to talk about those Green Bay Packers, because yesterday the guys in the afternoon were arguing about whether or not it has already been a successful offseason for the Packers. We'll talk about that as the show rolls on right after this.